Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. In executive summary, top stories include a New York investor charged with kidnapping and torture for Bitcoin access, and James Wynn shifting billions in bets between Bitcoin and meme coins. Markets recovered after a weekend sell-off sparked by tariff threats, and Ethereum and altcoins formed bullish patterns amid fresh tokenization and regulatory updates. John Waltz, a 37-year-old investor, faces charges of kidnapping, assault, and weapons possession after allegedly holding a 28-year-old Italian man captive in a luxury Manhattan townhouse to force him to unlock his Bitcoin wallet. The victim escaped on May 26, flagging down an officer, leading to Waltz's arrest. Evidence included photos of abuse, electronic stun wires, and firearms. A co-conspirator is sought, and authorities warn this is part of a rising trend of violent attacks on crypto holders. High-stakes trader James Wynn closed a $1.2 billion long bet on Bitcoin at a $17.5 million loss before flipping into a 40 times leveraged $1 billion short position and simultaneously placing a $1 million 10 times leveraged long on the meme coin Pepe. His Pepe bet is up $500,000, and he announced stepping away from perpetual trading after netting $25 million profit from an initial $3 million investment. He later reopened a 40 times long of $75 million and a $20 million long on Pepe at 10 times leverage. Bitcoin rebounded to around $110,000 after President Donald Trump delayed proposed 50% tariffs on European Union goods until July 9. US equity futures ticked higher, and traders added bullish call options for September. Despite a brief drop below $107,500 on tariff fears, and short liquidations near $1 billion on Hyperliquid, Bitcoin recovered, fueled by institutional inflows into spot ETFs. On-chain data shows short-term holders are distributing near-realized cost of $94,500, but long-term holders remain patient. Ethereum rose above $2,500 on heavy ETF inflows and trading volume after holding a $2,477 support zone. Analyst Ted Pillows identified an inverse head and shoulders pattern suggesting a potential breakout above $2,700, targeting $3,000. Buterin proposed using Ethereum as a secure payment backup as Sweden and Norway shift back to cash amid cyber threats, provided it strengthens privacy and resilience. XRP moved between $2.30 and $2.42. forming a bullish compression and testing major resistance at $2.70 in one analysis and bouncing above $2.35 in another. Higher lows suggest momentum, but a drop below $2.30 could risk a deeper correction. Monero's market cap topped $7.5 billion this year, surpassing Litecoin and Tongcoin on expectations of a privacy upgrade. Dogecoin rallied over 6% on whale accumulation, while Shiba Inu surged 5% after a midday sell-off, with nearly $900 billion in volume. BNB and Tron held support zones and eyed moves back to $678 and $0.273 respectively. Tether plans a separate US stablecoin under the Genius Act, requiring 100% cash reserves. Industry leaders at Coinbase, OKX Paradigm, and Hyperliquid call for clear CFTC rules on perpetual futures to foster transparency and liquidity. The Dubai Land Department chose the XRP ledger with partners Pripeco and Cotral Alt to tokenize real estate targeting over $16 billion by 2033. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.